Getting on board the G&M Family Market phone line and welcoming back to the show our friend, the lovely and talented Gérard Monteux. Jerry, good afternoon, sir.
You're drinking wine and eating oysters, you rat bastards?
Yeah, it's our show, kind of, in a nutshell. Yes, raw oysters.
I was going to come on and tell you that today is the day that you want to be me, and now I understand that I want to be you instead. Because, Rich, I have no complaints. For the first time since you've known me, I have no complaints whatsoever. But you're drinking wine and eating oysters.
I'm sorry. But
I hate you.
I probably still want to be you, don't I?
Well, to a certain extent, yes. Yes. Once you're finished with the wine and oysters, then you want to be me. I normally come on here and I have complaint after complaint, but I got nothing except for the weather, Rich. I'm hot. It's humid. I'm dying.
I understand. I feel the same.
I'm actually sitting here buck naked with a fan at high speed blowing on me right now. That's how bad it is. Buck naked, by the way, was my porn name in college, as you know.
We're actually doing the same thing while we drink wine and eat oysters. It's
I want to be you.
It's a party. Now, you're a professional photographer, so you, unlike the president of the United States, knew enough not to stare directly at the sun yesterday.
Yes. Wow, and imagine what that did to his brain. It might have helped.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not a good thought. Not a good thought. I normally come on and complain about everything. I was going to complain about the Red Sox bullpen and, how it's about as clear as Trump's Afghanistan policy, but I'm not going to do that because they sent Matt Barnes down, which is a godsend. This is tremendous. I got a guy, a good friend of mine, you may know him, he's a radio guy, Mike Adams. Every time Matt Barnes pitches, on Twitter, he puts up a picture of a barn in flames. That pretty much sums it up. But now we don't have to worry about him. And now it turns out he had a bad back or something. And so that was the reason. So I feel much better. I don't even have any complaints about the Red Sox right now.
None. Yeah, an amazing thing is he still managed to walk two guys on the bus to Pawtucket.
and they came around to score, didn't
they? Of course they did, yes. Well, look, it's a 4.5 game lead. We're in late August. Things are going well, I would argue, in spite of John Farrell, but they're winning. That's the key.
Yeah, you know what? You what's your problem with Farrell? Because I like the guy. What's your problem with him?
I think he's good. He's very good. He is very good at doing what's probably the most important thing a baseball manager does, and that's manage the egos of all of these superstars and young guys and the odd mix that he's got there. Sometimes his in-game decisions can leave me scratching my head. His use of the bullpen, Brock Holt at first base last night in a big situation. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, overall, I like the guy, and I like the fact that he was a pitching coach, and I think he handles the staff as well as that staff could be handled, David Price notwithstanding. But again, here's another guy, Price, that we hopefully don't have to worry about for the rest of the season, because I don't think they need him. But I actually like the way Farrell does his job. I like the way he handles things. I don't, again, Rich, I have no complaints.
Andrew Benintendi, I know it's a lot to put on a young guy, but he just reminds me so much of Fred Lynn.
Yeah, he does. You're right. And I mean, look at all the potential in that outfield. I mean, look at that outfield. Look at the lineup from top to bottom. I'll get back to Benintendi in a second, but look at the lineup from top to bottom. They don't have a superstar this year. Last year, Mookie, superstar status, no question about it. But this year, they don't have a superstar. What they have is guys that can hurt you, not necessarily every single game, but they can hurt you from top to bottom, and there's not a weak bat in that lineup. You could make a case for Brock Holt being kind of weak, but still, even he has potential. And that's what I like about this lineup. And Benintendi starting to come on here in the last third of the season, and Boy, I would love to know exactly what happened when he took 2 days off to work with the hitting coaches. Man, it was astounding the way things turned around.
Boy, and how about this kid, Rafael Devers?
Yeah. Okay. I like him. I like him. Really do like him so far. I'm just waiting for when the league catches up to him. You know what I mean? Like they caught up with Aaron Judge. I'm just waiting for that to happen. I don't think he's had a hit in his last couple of games. I'm thinking, here it comes. You know, he can't hit the high inside fastball or whatever it is. So yeah, I mean, I love watching this kid hit too. But there's a little trepidation. I'm trepidized, Rich.
Oh, I'm trepidized. I'm sorry to hear that. So can this team win a World Series? They'll win the division. I'm pretty confident of that. But can they get past a Houston or a Cleveland in the playoffs? And can anybody beat the Dodgers in a World Series?
Yes, they can. They can. Will they? I don't think they're going to do it this year. But they can because they have – look, when they are healthy again, right? When they are healthy again, when Pedroia's back and – let's say Carson Smith comes out and actually pitches in the major leagues again this year. When they are healthy, they have possibly the best bullpen in the majors with Carson Smith, Addison Reed, and Craig Kimbrell in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. And you throw Robbie Scott and Fernando Abad into the mix as your lefty specialists. Then you've got Porcello, who's pitching well again, Sale, who's tremendous, Erod, Drew Pomeranz. There's not a better staff in the majors, in my opinion, at this moment, with Clayton Kershaw hurt, Yu Darvish hurt. So, yes, they can. Will they this year? I don't think so, but they can.
You're filling me with confidence. I like that a lot. Jerry Montu with us here on Downtown. Hey, but what about the Patriots? They haven't won a preseason game yet. What's going on?
I know. All is lost. 0-16. Oh, you know what? I said this before, Rich. There's no pressure on this team. None. No pressure whatsoever. There's pressure on individual players, but as far as the team goes, as far as Gronk and Brady and Belichick and all these guys are concerned, there's no pressure. They've won their 5 Super Bowls. They're playing with the house's money. So, you know what? I don't have a worry in the world when it comes to this team. None. And Dante Hightower's going to be healthy again, apparently. He's going to be back on track to start in game one. So what's there to worry about? What, me worry? No.
You're just, gosh, you're Mr. Sunshine today.
I really am. Oh, you know what? Who's the fella you had on before me, the wine shop guy?
Yeah, Eric Meehan, yeah.
Oh, Eric, well, you know, you're going to love this. First of all, business is good at my galleries. I now have 3 galleries, Rich. And here's the best part. The third gallery is located in a what? Wine store.
What?
And... it's run by one of my best friends who I graduated from UMO with. Now, do you want to be me?
Like I said, I've always kind of wanted to be you. There's no question about it. I was just chatting with somebody the other day who stopped in and was raving about the gallery. Oh, my friends Bob and Shane Cobb from Orno who were in.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. The Cobbs, they're in all the time. Fantastic.
By the way, while we have you here, please send along a belated birthday greeting to the awesome Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Bruce turned 15. He's the world's oldest dog. He's at my feet right now. Aren't you, buddy? Bruce, talk. He's deaf, so don't worry about that. But he's, just turned 15, and the world is his toilet. It's fantastic.
Now, maybe I want to be Bruce, not you.
Yeah, right. Except I'm naked right now, and the world's his toilet, so that's problematic.
I understand what's going on there. You're very busy, though. You got a lot of things going on. Do you not want to get out and take some of your wonderful photographs when the weather is like it is, though?
Now, I reserve that for the fall.
Yeah.
Because it's, like I said before, I don't know if I mentioned this, but it's hot. It's hot and humid. So I much prefer going out in the fall when there are no bugs, fewer people, it's nice and cool, and the animals are a little nutty. Leaves are turning, a little more color. So the fall is when I reserve my my energy for shooting then.
Now, are you still getting up in the wee small hours of the morning to observe celestial objects?
Occasionally, yes, but not as often as I did this spring and not as often as I will this fall. Because when you get up, when you do like sunrises and sunsets in the summertime, it's a freaking long day.
Mm.
But in the and it's also just annoying because there are a lot of people out there generally. But I'm going to be doing a lot of night sky photography this fall. And once you get the hang of photographing the Milky Way, you know, there's a certain way of doing it. Once you get the hang of doing it, it's addicting. It really is. Now, it sucks the life out of you, you know, because you got to be on a vampire schedule. but once you get the hang of it, once you see what you're able to produce, it's you can't stop. It's really, it's unbelievably cool.
All right, so for people who want to stop into one of the many locations to see your work at the various Montu galleries, can you give directions and addresses and that kind of thing?
Oh, I'd love to. So the main gallery is in the Main Grind building in Ellsworth, 192 Main Street. I'm also still located in the Bangkok restaurant on Down East Highway. And then I'm also in Best Wines, which is in Hancock on Route 1.
And are you still, your work still displayed in one of the rest areas on the interstate?
Yeah, that's what I hear. I haven't been down there in a while. But the story behind that is about 7 or 8 years ago, I contacted the Turnpike Authority and asked if they were interested in putting up some shots of Maine for the tourists. And they said, sure. And I said, how about $200? I said, $200, fantastic. That was like the first time I'd ever been paid to do anything photographically. So I said, yeah, sure, great. So now that was, 7 or 8 years ago, and it's still the same money. I haven't been paid again. You know what I mean? It's $200 apparently for life. It's a lifetime contract.
Nice, nice. Maybe you could switch out the pictures and ask for another $200.
Yeah, well, if I had a ladder, I would do it. What are you doing, pal? Hey, those are my pictures. Yeah. I'm allowed to change them.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad all is right with your world, and you filled us with confidence here as the Red Sox head toward the postseason. The Patriots get ready to begin theirs. And now I'll leave you with this. If the doorbell rings or someone knocks, for God's sakes, put some clothes on.
Yeah, that's it's not going to happen. It's not that no one's going to come knocking. It's just that I'm not going to put clothes on. Because, again, Rich, I'm proud, and you want to be me.
Even more now. Jerry, always a treat, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Take care.
Give Bruce a scratch on the head for us.
Or, yeah, something.
Jerry Montu with us here on Downtown.